share a few thoughts and suggestions about the air element and the space element and working with that, incorporating that into your practice. The air element and the space element are sometimes conflated, and the space element not mentioned, and the way the air element is taught, it includes the space element, but I find it helpful to distinguish them. So the air element, I gave some instruction yesterday incorporating the Anapanasati Sutta. And so that is mindfulness of breathing. And so, of course, that's the most central and obvious connection with the air element, that we're continually breathing in and breathing out. The air carries oxygen, mingles with the blood, oxygenates the metabolism, so the fire element in the body to digest our food. So those are some ways that we can reflect on the air element, where we're continually coming back to the breath in our sitting practice, perhaps in our daily life, just just stopping and feeling the breath, and considering that everything breathes, everything. You know, insects breathe, birds breathe, trees breathe. We're exchanging gases with the all of the flora in our environment. So breathing out, we're nourishing the flora, and breathing in, we're being nourished. So there's a mutuality that we can consider in contemplating breathing, our interconnectedness with all of life. So when we think of the breath, we think of movement, we think of vibration, wind, sounds are carried on the air, on the wind, smells are carried on the wind. So considering air internally, externally, and both internally and externally. Another beautiful contemplation is that you know, the gases that we breathe have been around since the very beginning. So hydrogen, the hydrogen that's part of water, some of the elements in the air, which are stable elements, they don't combine, they don't change with other elements. I know argon was mentioned by I think she's a eco-biologist that taught at Concordia, a friend of mine, and she reflected on how that, just reflecting on that for her, was profound, that the same elements of the air, such as argon, have been breathed in and out by all life forms that have evolved from the beginning of life on Earth. And so, and will continue on and do so. We can think about you know, just as we think about this earth is my body, this water is my body, the fire is my body, so the air is my body, and so, you know, can I care about the purity of the air? You know, can I care about that we're, you know, not to put stuff in the air that hurts bodies, to breathe it in. So caring about the elements brings us into a relationship of responsibility with the elements around us and how they are and how we contribute to the health of these elements. So a few thoughts about air element. Of course, gratitude, like the miracle of a breath, an in-breath, an out-breath, how it sustains life, the dependence of our life on this ongoing breathing in, breathing out. The first moment of life is marked by an in-breath, and the last moment of life is marked by an out-breath. And then I also invite you to contemplate space in your practice today, both your sitting and walking practice and your just continuity of practice and your daily activities. So space, the characteristic of space is openness and a quality of stability in that. When we consider space, like space is always here, and things come and go, and rise and fall, and the space remains. So we can imagine that the space in this room, you know, we bring furniture in, people come in and inhabit the space, and we can take the furniture out, and the space will remain. And so in that way, it's sometimes pointed to as metaphorically like mind, except without the knowing factor. So but the openness of mind, that mind is a space within which thoughts, emotions, feelings, sensations arise and pass away. And so we're always focusing on the contents of the mind. We're always focusing on the contents of the space. So to shift that and to bring a focus, an intentional focus, to the space itself. I was attending an online retreat with Tenzin Wangyal Rinpoche, this Bun Buddhist teacher. And I've been with him before, but this was on the five elements. This retreat was on the five elements. And he was really inviting us to gaze at the sky. And that is a practice in some traditions of Tibetan Buddhism, sky gazing. So just to find those spaces to just allow the mind to open up, to gaze outward. I've seen some of you gazing, just looking, opening the mind, opening the heart, and allowing the busyness of the mind to drop away for some time. And so, I invite you to continue in that or to explore that if something that you have been. So feel the spaces. So perhaps as you sit, as you walk, we've been kind of focusing on coming home to the body. And so can we incorporate into this just attuning to the space around us as well? And we can't really, at least I can't feel this in a really tangible way. And still I can contemplate that this body, knowing from physics, that this body is mostly empty space. You know, we're just minuscule. Everything, in fact, is mostly empty space, space and energy. And matter and energy are interrelated. So how can we just begin to open the mind to that, to contemplate that this body is mostly empty space? And how can we imaginatively, creatively incorporate that into how we understand ourselves? You know, maybe we can incorporate it by experiencing the body as light. You know, opening the heart and mind and imagination to feeling that as a dimension of what we are. So I found in this, during this retreat that I participated in, and as I would gaze into the sky, I would, when I started really practicing it, in an ongoing way, I experienced a moment of contraction. It's like, holding on to myself, like not wanting to disappear, not wanting to expand into no thingness. So that was interesting, you know, just seeing that arise in myself and just working with that, recognizing that as a, you know, clinging. And we do that in many ways, you know. We hold on when we are encountering the insubstantiality of our self-constructions, and they are, you know, in the light of wisdom, in the light of meditation practice, letting go and, you know, dissolving, and we may just contract back and say, oh, you know, if I'm not this, you know, this self, you know, then what am I? And the invitation is not to force or to invoke a judgment or anything, but just to observe that and to open to that, you know, perhaps, you know, like using the Tonglen practice that we were doing last night, breathing into that, breathing into the holding, breathing into the fear of that, gently, kindly, compassionately, breathing out, calming, trust, faith, allowing. So just exploring that expansiveness, both internally, externally, and both internally and externally. So in meditation, you might notice the space between thoughts, the space behind thoughts, the space from which thoughts emerge, and then when the quality of mindfulness is brought to thoughts, which are often, and mindfulness is often described using the word spacious. So it has this quality of not clinging. It's open, allowing, and so stepping back and noticing thoughts, and then bringing attention to the space around the thoughts, the space through which the metaphorical space through which the thoughts arise and pass away. And then connecting with that space, resting there, resting in that space, abiding, enjoying. That space also has a quality of warmth, a quality of beingness, aliveness. And so becoming acquainted and familiar with that space, which is the quality of mind, and not always contracting around the thoughts and the formations and structures that inhabit the space, and that we construct a sense of me, mine, I am with. And so in doing this, in practicing this, we begin to let go of a focus on the content of the mind, and we can begin to be more open and attuned to mind as a process. So a flow. A flow of thoughts, a flow of feeling tones, like experiencing pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. A flow of emotions. The word emotion means move. And so this flow. So you can experience, can get less caught up in the content of the mind. And as we, you know, inhabit more this sense of space, we can allow the mind to just do its thing, to flow, to thoughts rise, thoughts pass away, and we don't have to get hooked by it all the time. Yeah. So explore that. I invite you to explore that in your practice. So let's take a posture for meditation. So as you take your posture and feel the body balanced and stable and at ease, I invite you to explore opening to a sense of the space around you and within you, So there are distinct spaces in the body, such as in the nostrils and the mouth and the throat and the digestive tract and stomach and so on. Those are specific spaces. Invite you to feel the body as permeated with space.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.